You may be seated. Friday. What's the green shirts going on? What's the green shirts about? Gilmore. Nice shirts. I like them. Hey, it is Friday, and we got a special treat for you. Every year, hey, I haven't even introduced the man. Let me even finish. Every year, Chris Klein. And I got a mic that's popping here, Klein. Chris Klein comes and speaks here at Dimnit Chapel, and we have the treat to have Chris with us today. Chris is a Hope College graduate, Western Seminary graduate, and now Chris, his main responsibilities and work that he does is to work with children and adults with communication disabilities. But here's a cool thing that you don't know about Chris Klein, or some of you do. Chris just got married this November. And his wife, Dawn, is here. So that's one thing you don't know about Klein. Here's one other thing. Klein and I stayed up and watched the Tigers till 12:40 last night win. I love it. Klein loves sport, but I'm not going to take any more of Chris's time. Pray with us before Chris speaks. Lord, bless you for our good brother, Chris, who you have sent to us today. Speak to us through him, and that we would hear you speak to us even now. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Chris Klein?
What do you want to be when you grow up? This is a question that we have heard since we were 2 years old. For most children, they want to be a superhero. As a child, we wear superhero capes and pretend to save someone in distress. The reality is we long to have a superpower. We see those powers, and we want to have those types of powers. Other children, like myself, want to be a football, baseball, or basketball player. We pretend we are the star on our favorite team. Trust me, I made a lot of winning touchdowns back in my childhood. Life goes on, and we grow up. The game of playing superhero ends, and all of a sudden we find ourselves trying to decide what we want to do with our lives. We find ourselves looking for the purpose of our life. This is why you are going to college. You are preparing yourself. You are finding yourself. At the same time, you don't want to be ordinary. You want to be somebody special. You want to have unique powers still, and the superhero in us never really dies. We don't want to be ordinary. We want to be extraordinary. We believe we have to be extraordinary to accomplish things. This is why only the extraordinary people run for government. This is why they are the leaders. There is a perception out there that ordinary people don't accomplish anything. I know a lot of us today are sitting there feeling ordinary. We aren't the smartest student. We aren't the best athlete. We aren't the prettiest girl or the studliest guy. We are just an ordinary person. We may not even get noticed by anybody. We might feel nobody even sees us. I believe I know how you feel. Nobody noticed me for a lot of years. Actually, as a freshman here at Hope, I remember sitting in the back of this chapel on orientation week and people stepped over me. Nobody said hello. I don't know if anybody noticed me. I was just an ordinary person that nobody wanted to get to know. Simon Peter was an ordinary fisherman. I don't believe he was noticed by anybody, and I'm sure he felt like he wasn't worth anything. One night, he had been fishing all night, and they didn't catch anything. This is the worst feeling for a fisherman. Simon did this to provide for his family, and he has come up empty. But when they came to shore, Jesus was there waiting for them. Jesus climbs in their boat, and after he's done speaking to the crowd, he tells Simon to throw the nets out on the other side of the boat. You have to understand, Simon has to be tired, frustrated, and just wants to forget about fishing. That being said, if I was Simon, I would have been like, no way. I have been fishing out here all night, I want to go home and sleep. That wasn't the reaction of Simon Peter. After Jesus asks him to put the nets out, Simon Peter obeys. He casts the nets out, and the nets begin to break as they bring them back in. The point of this story isn't about obeying Jesus, and Jesus will provide for our needs. That is nice and true. However, the point of this story is about Jesus using ordinary people to do greater things. Simon obeys Jesus, but more importantly, he's willing to follow Jesus. God uses ordinary people to advance his kingdom. This is the theme that we see throughout the Bible. He made a covenant with Abraham, an ordinary guy. He delivers his people out of Egypt with Moses, who was an ordinary sheep herder that had a hard time communicating. King David wasn't anything special, but he was one of the greatest kings Israel ever had. Jesus' disciples were ordinary fishermen, and yet did amazing things. They were all ordinary people, but they all have one common trait. They were willing to follow God. They were willing to let God's power shine through them. To be honest, I don't know if anybody here is willing to do that. No, I'm not saying we need to all be missionaries. I'm saying we need to be willing to follow God no matter what we are going to do with our life. Jesus asks us to follow him, and he will make us fishers of men. He's saying that whatever we become, if we follow him, he will shine through us. We will have a bigger impact on this world following God because God will make an impact through us. The expectations for my life weren't high at all. In fact, nobody would have believed I could have achieved what all I have achieved. However, my greatest accomplishment in life is turning my life over to Jesus and following him. No, my life hasn't been peaches and roses, but God has used me to impact this world. He has shined through my brokenness because I have followed him. I know there are some here that don't know Jesus at all. You are kind of wanting to know more about him. Here is the thing, when you sign up to follow Jesus, your life has purpose regardless of how ordinary you feel. Jesus tells us, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Are you ready to follow? Are you ready to make a difference in your community? We need to follow Jesus, and let his light shine out of our brokenness. It's the only way to change the world. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for using ordinary people like us. Please help us to follow you. Shine your light through us, so that everybody can be touched by your love. We pray in your name, Amen.